Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about social media and the narcissist and how social media has enabled the narcissist to have a playground of being able to contact different people and to manipulate a bunch of people. Here's the thing. The reason that so many people are single, the reason that so many people are having a hard time finding someone is because of the supply out there. Now, why do we have a huge supply, okay, of options? Because we have social media apps. We have Snapchat. We have Instagram. We have Facebook Messenger. There's a million dating apps out there. There's so many options that people have to connect online. And this has become the narcissist playground. This has affected married people to the point where they're getting divorces because it's made it so easy to be able to reach out and try to contact other people, try to get that attention. And this is exactly what a narcissist loves. A narcissist loves attention. They love having their ego fed. A narcissist is always bored, okay? So when you have a narcissist that's in a relationship with somebody, they can't resist the temptation of social media, okay? And this is why so many relationships can't last. So many things, so many people can't find somebody because of all this temptation, everybody thinks, oh, I could do better. Oh, the grass is greener out there, all right? And that's why a narcissist is out there jumping around from person to person playing game, okay? This is why there's so much game out there. Because you have to understand something. When it comes to a narcissist is interested in a couple of things. It depends on the supply that that narcissist is after. A narcissist could be after sex. A narcissist could be after trying to manipulate somebody for money. A narcissist could be after trying to move into somebody's home. A narcissist could just be out there for ego flattering. It gives them a boost to know that they have 10 people that they're talking to, and you may be one of those 10 people, and they're making you think that you're the only one that they're talking to, but meanwhile, there are 9 other people that they're talking to. And what a narcissist typically does is they love to play games and they love to tell you, oh, I'm just going to center in just on you, okay? This is narcissistic game, all right? Because here's the thing, if they can talk to other people, you could best believe they are talking to other people because you're not there. You're not with them. They could be messaging these people from their work, from home. They could delete apps when they get home if they're in a relationship. So social media is a playground for the narcissist, okay? But here's the thing. The hardest thing is trying to find somebody who has morals and values, okay? And somebody that you can trust. You can never trust a narcissist because a narcissist will never trust you, okay? A narcissist has a mindset that it's a dog-eat-dog world out there and they're going to get theirs. Their number one priority is satisfying their own cravings. Cravings for sex, cravings for money, cravings for social status, cravings for a come up, okay? And there's really not much you can do about that except to recognize when you are dealing with somebody like that. So how do you combat something like that when you're dating or you're out there and you're trying to meet somebody and you're a sincere person and you're meeting all these different people and they never follow through? Well, the thing is, you guys, you got to look at the consistency. How consistent is this person when you're meeting them? Do they call when they say they're going to call? Do they follow up? Do they make time to see you? These are all indications of whether you're dealing with somebody who walks the straight line. But what becomes very deceiving is the fact that in the beginning, a narcissist will be consistent. This is during the love bombing stages. And this is what really messes up people's heads because they think back to when the narcissist was loving, affectionate, keeping them on the phone for hours, always wanting to see them, future faking, talking about marriage and kids and a wonderful life we're going to have and talking about moving in within the first month. Anybody talks like that, that is a huge red flag in the first 3 months. That is your red flag, okay? Because you don't know that person. And for them to be coming on so fast, so strong, you have to ask yourself, well, why are they coming on so fast, so strong? And what else is their options out there? Do they have a lot of options? If they're a good-looking person or they're a successful person, why are they so focused in on me? What is it about me that they're so enthralled with, okay? Because that is not a normal, healthy thing. It takes time to get to know somebody. That's why we have the phases of, you know, going out on dates, taking it slow, seeing somebody when they're happy, when they're sad, when they're angry, when they're depressed, when they're having money problems. If you haven't seen this person in their ins and outs, then you don't know that person. And you're definitely not going to know somebody within the first month, second month, or third month, okay? It takes a while to really see what somebody is about. And that's the way you're going to know is by taking your time. I can't stress this enough, you guys. When you meet somebody, you've got to move slowly, okay? Stop believing what comes out of these people's mouths because you're out there in a sea of sharks, all right? I'm not saying everybody out there is inauthentic. There are some good, you know, genuine people that want to meet somebody, but you're going to meet an array of sharks out there, okay? And you're not going to see it in the beginning, and especially if you don't have the experience. People that have been in the game, people that are older, people that know what it is, can spot it. But if you can't spot it and you're unsure of somebody, you've got to move slowly. It's not what comes out of their mouths, all right? And this is what people don't, this is why people later on, after the narcissist discards them, they're sitting there like traumatized because they're thinking back on how wonderful the narc was and all the great times they had with the narcissist, and they can't believe that this person just doesn't want to be with them anymore or discarded them. It's because you're looking at a shell of who you thought that person was. What you have in your mind is not who that person is. It's who they are at the end of the relationship, not who they are at the beginning of the relationship, that tells you who that person is. Because at the end of the relationship, that mask came off, okay? Now they don't have to put on the front. Now they don't have to be super affectionate. Now I'm going to give you another red flag, you guys. When you're dealing with somebody and you start to see the hot and cold, that is a red flag. When they start to go hot and cold, it's generally at a point in the relationship where they feel they already got you hooked, okay? So now they don't have to put that effort in, okay? They're not going to put that effort in because they feel they got you. When they see you start slipping away or backing off, that's when they're going to pour on the attention and the affection and bring up, you know, loving things they've been through with you. That's to draw you back in. This is all manipulation, and you've got to recognize it, okay? If you're sitting there in a sea of confusion, you are not dealing with a transparent person, and you need to recognize that, okay? Transparent people do not leave you in the dark. Transparent people do not leave you confused or in a fog of where you are in a relationship. When you're with somebody who is genuine and sincere, there is no question of whether you're in a relationship with them or not. They are going to let you know. They're not afraid to let you know, okay? People that really don't want to be in a relationship with you are the ones that are not going to talk about the relationship, okay? They may not bring it up, and you may be going out with that person for a while and not know really where you stand. And it's not that they're stupid. They're not stupid. They're not bringing it up for a reason. So what do? They play dumb, okay? They play dumb. They make like, oh, you know, they try to deflect and make like, oh, they're so busy with this, they're so busy with that and everything like that. And they mislead you. And you know what happens? You go out with people like that for a while. You never know where you stand. And in the end, when you put their back against the wall, they come up with an excuse or they start a fight with you to break away from you because they want to see other people or they've been seeing other people on the side and you don't know about it. Okay. So the bottom line is, if you're dealing with somebody that's putting you in that confused state, that is a red flag. And you guys have to recognize when you see these red flags, all right? And narcissists love the chase. They love the chase. They love to go after something and conquer it, okay? And then once they get that, once they feel that they have you where they want you, they know that you're not going anywhere, they know that you're waiting on that call, you're waiting on that text, that's when they're going to start to put you on the back burner because, you know, they've already satisfied what they had to satisfy. They're going to put you on the back burner and they're going to be talking to other people if they haven't started already. And they're not going to show you that affection, or they may play games by withholding affection from you. Because they want you, they want you to beg for their affection. They want you to beg for the validation, okay? A lot of times, and this happens with covert narcissists, a lot of times you may say something to a covert narcissist and they sit there and they don't respond to what you say. And they do that deliberately because they want you to beg for their validation. You don't want to look for validation from a narcissist. You validate yourself. You don't look for validation from other people. But the point is this, okay? I see all the time on social media, these dating coaches or these relationship coaches talk about, oh, you know, this is how you date and this is, you know, this is how you get, find a relationship or whatever it is, all right? The thing is, we are living in a different type of world, a different kind of dating environment because of social media. It's 100 times harder today because of all the supply that's out there. And when there's a lot of supply, it causes confusion. It's like when you go to a restaurant and they give you a menu and there's like 50 different selections of entrees that you could choose from. You're going to sit there and look at that menu and you're going to be baffled and not know what to pick, right? Rather than a restaurant that has maybe 4 different choices, which will be a lot easier for you to select something, okay? And makes it simpler. Less options make things simpler in life, okay? They did a study on this where they said when there's more options out there, it causes confusion in people's minds because they always think, oh, you know, maybe there's something better out there or there is an option. You know, I don't have to go to a bar or a restaurant or a club to meet somebody. I just go on Facebook Messenger. I just go on Instagram Messenger and I contact 30 people and say, hello, beautiful, hello, handsome. And I see who bites and who doesn't bite. And the thing is, when you're dealing with a narcissist, they love this, okay? They love the game. You have to stop thinking about a narcissist thinks like a typical person thinks, like that's trying to meet somebody. A narcissist is not concerned on meeting just one. A narcissist likes a supply, okay? They like to have a variety because it, for them, they have fragile egos and they need to validate their ego, okay? One doesn't do it for the narcissist. They have to be validated by a bunch of people that are contacting them and, you know, showing them attention. That's how a narcissist gets validated because a narcissist has very little self-esteem. And people are fooled by this because they see these narcissists and they feel like, oh, they're so self-assured. They have such self-confidence and everything like that. That is all a mask, okay? Somebody who has true self-confidence doesn't have to prove it to anybody else. They don't have to go into a room and have be the, you know, be the highlight of that room or have everybody's admiration at them. They don't have to do that. They don't have to, you know, work for people's compliments or try to impress people. People that are very self-assured do not have to impress other people. It's the insecure people that need that validation, that need people to say, oh, you're so wonderful. Oh, you're so great. Oh, you're so good looking. Okay. Those are the ones that need that validation, and you don't want to deal with people like that. So you've got to look for those red flags, you guys, like I told you. Consistency, but consistency past 3 months, okay? Because remember, a narcissist will be consistent for 3 months, but past that, they start to drop off and they pull back a little till they discard you, okay? You've got to look at the hot and cold. You've got to look at their prior record, okay, of dating experiences. How do they treat their exes? And it's not by what they tell you. As you go along, you will see little clues on how they treated their exes, all right? How long are they able to be in a relationship? Are they somebody that, in other words, is over 40 years old and never got married? Okay, they had four decades to find somebody, and they just have an excuse for everything. They may be a perfectionist where they feel like nobody is good enough. And guess what? You're not going to be good enough either. So that's why you look at their track record to see, okay, what's their pattern of behavior? Their pattern of the greatest indicator of future behavior is prior behavior. So these are all the things you have to take into consideration. But the best way to meet people, you guys, is organically if you can. I know that's hard in today's world because the majority of people today are online. The majority of people are socializing online rather than face to face. And this is really sad. This is really sad. And this has really affected mental health today because, you know, people are having less interaction amongst other people in person and more interaction online. Okay. And people need that connection. They need that social connection with others. Because when you don't have that social connection, that's when a lot of people fall into anxiety and depression. So you have to put yourself out there. You have to spur up conversations with people in a coffee shop, wherever you may be, okay? Or try to network or meet people through social groups or something like that. And you have to get out as much as you can. If you do meet people online, try to meet them in the right places. Try to stay off the dating apps, as the dating apps are really hard to meet people because it's 90% sharks, 90% narcissists on the dating apps. They're there for game. And how are you going to know? Because they're going to come off super overly nice, too good to be true. They're not going to ask you too many specific things about yourself. And why is that? Because they really don't care. They're not there to meet you for you. They're there for the game, all right? So my best advice is take it slow. Don't believe anything you hear from these people. And understand that the reason there's so many people struggling to find a relationship or struggling to keep a marriage or something is because of these options that social media has made available for the narcissists out there. And you just have to be able to recognize it when you see it. Okay? I hope that helps you. If it did, please hit the subscribe button. Please share the podcast. And have a great day, you guys. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. If you're having trouble in your relationship, or maybe you're dealing with somebody who's a narcissist, and you're really confused, you don't know what to do, you need some advice or some clarity, Well, I offer email and also phone coaching. Please go to the podcast description for the link on how to get email or phone coaching, or maybe you just have a question that you need answered. All questions will be answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description where it tells you how Yaz can answer your questions. Hi, you guys. I just want to make you aware that the Game Exposed podcast now has their merchandise available. You can check out the link in the podcast description. There's hoodies, there's sweatpants, there's t-shirts, there's cool hats. So go check it out. Link is in the podcast description. And follow Yaz on Instagram at dating_advice_Yaz.